Every time I think about ordering a takeaway, Papa John's, maybe Domino's, but we're not here to talk about other brands
We
today.
are
So
not. We are here to
just
talk
Papa
about Papa
John's.
John's and Papa John's
Yeah.
only.
So welcome to the Meaningful Jobs podcast season 2. I'm your host Adrian, and today we're extremely happy to welcome Jacqueline Ruel, VP Head of Brand from Papa John's, to come up to the Meaningful Jobs podcast to talk a little bit about what Papa John is doing, how the brand is, what direction it's going, and what it's like, to work for Papa John's. So how are you, Jacqueline? Hope you're well.
I'm good, thank you. And of course, it's all fun all the time at Papa John's, right? It's pizza.
Yeah, I'm sure people are dying to hear,
Yeah.
what Papa John's is up to, as well as other F&B brands, but Papa John's in particular, because everybody, at least people I know, love Papa John's, including myself.
You are surrounded by our brand fans, then it sounds like.
Yeah, every time I think about ordering a takeaway, Papa John's, maybe Domino's, but we're not here to talk about other brands
We
today.
are
So
not. We are here to
just
talk
Papa
about Papa
John's.
John's and Papa John's
Yeah.
only.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
So, just for our audience to get to know yourself a little bit better, so you're the VP head of brand. Can you tell us a little bit about, what you do and, how you joined Papa John's?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I have a really awesome role here at the brand, and what I would say is what I do day to day is really all about our commercial advertising and content. So, all the ways that the brand shows up out in the world, whether it be our TV commercials, social, digital, partnerships, influencers, creators, the way that we go to market, and how that's creatively executed. So, I get the great pleasure of working with our agency, our creative agency partners as well, to try and come up with these big, bold breakthrough campaigns that we put out in the world. This is my first gig on brand side. I spent most my entire career to date up until coming over. I'm just shy of a year, so I'll celebrate 1 year next month. But I was working on the creative agency side of the business, so bringing a lot of that kind of breakthrough brand work over to Papa John's to think about, how can we reinvigorate the way that Papa John's shows up to customers? And, it's a lot of that craveability. Like, that's kind of table stakes in pizza. Like, we got to make sure that the pizza looks really good. And we get those people, their stomachs are rumbling, they're salivating for it. But also, bringing some of that cultural relevance and resonance alongside the craveability to make sure that, like, to your point, sounds like we're on your top of mind most of the time, but making sure we're finding ways to be more in the lifestyle sphere of our consumers and showing up in fun and unique ways that kind of tap into those cultural moments as well.
So even though you're like in this role for just shy of a year,
Yeah.
what's your current take on how Papa John's become so successful? Because it's easy for people to make pizza, but it's not easy
Yeah.
for a pizza to be as successful as Papa John's. So what's, if you can
Yeah.
share a little bit about the secret success of Papa
Thank
John's?
you. Here's what I would say. We've got a really interesting premium stance in the category. We think a lot about the product we serve. Like, yes, it's pizza, but for a very long time, we've built this brand on the backs of better ingredients, therefore a better pizza. And so we're really intentional about the way our pizzas are made. Our dough is always fresh, never frozen. It's only made with six simple ingredients. We make our sauce, it goes straight from the tomato vines into the can in less than 24 hours. So that appeal, that freshness is really important to us. I think that matters when it comes to somebody like falling in love with your product. Like, it's got to look good, it's got to taste good,
Yeah.
right? They're going to want to crave that taste and come back for it. I also think that what the company has done, especially over the past 4 to 5 years, is really double down on an amazing product innovation pipeline where we are looking at ways to kind of breathe new life into or reinvigorate what pizza means to us. So one of my brilliant counterparts, Kimberly Bean, who is our VP head of menu strategy and innovation, like she is constantly working with the culinary team, looking way far ahead in advance of the trends that are coming through the food pipeline to understand, are there new things we're going to do to our crust? You know, are there new flavors we're going to inject as a topping or, you know, even inside the crust? Right now, you happen to be, we're in a good week because we have just launched a brand new garlic Epic Stuff Crust Pizza that takes our iconic garlic sauce that people are so crazy about. And we've basically injected seasoning inside the crust. We've done an amazing sauce on the outside of the crust. And then you still get the dip cup on the outside. So it's like a garlic fandom dream.
Wow.
And we just started introducing a spicy version of it this week. So if people want to like turn up the heat a little bit with spicy, we've got that. But we took the love of our fans that we know are so obsessed with our garlic sauce. And we brought them a pizza surprise.
Yeah.
Because we knew they would be equally obsessed, or we took a good leap of faith because we know how much they love that sauce. So we were like, let's try to inject it and infuse it, more of that flavor throughout a pizza.
So do you have the numbers yet? Like how is the new pizza selling? Is it going well?
Yeah, listen, it's going a bit bonkers in a good way.
Really?
Like, it is selling. I can't reveal current like specific numbers, but it is selling
crazy,
really, really well. Yeah.
Wow, that's like, great to hear.
Yeah, you know, we knew that we'd spark the fandom there, but I think that the fans are kind of they're coming and they're coming back more frequently. So they're coming in droves, so they're very excited about it. We struck gold on a good thing.
Well, it seems like all positives only for Papa John's at the moment.
Yeah.
I was intrigued when you said, you know, how you try and position yourselves. You know, you talked about just using 6 ingredients for a basic pizza dough. It's always fresh. So in terms of a brand perspective, like how do you make sure that you position yourselves well, and what kind of position are you currently taking?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's one that honestly is evolving. We, we are in the midst of what does that new brand strategy look like as we look to further, what I would say is, you know, the 2 D's, like, how do we distinguish and differentiate ourselves in the pizza category? Because there's a lot of promotional shopping that consumers are just like habitually in a bit of a hamster wheel, I'd say, on just looking for the best price. Mm. And we want them to come to Papa John's because we are the best pizza, right? Yeah. And like, we hope we also take care of their pockets as well. And we're priced in a way that they know that we are worth what they're paying for, right? And so I think when we can try to take that premium ingredient story and pair it with a values message, we start to spark a little bit of that brand loyalty that, quite honestly, this is a category where nobody's really leading the charge. I think everyone's trying to grapple with their own kind of brand loyalty, but I think that there's actually a really amazing runway for someone to kind of speed out ahead of the competition if we could do a little bit more like heartstring pulls, if you will, to kind of bring people into the brand and stand for a little bit more of a meaningful place in a consumer's life. Because at the end of the day, like, we are such a beloved product. Like, it's very hard to identify someone that doesn't really like pizza. And so we don't have to sell people on what we sell. Like, people love pizza. Our hope is that they will love us and they will love our pizza more.
Yeah, I think you hit, you know, the nail on the head, because, you know, it's pizza is always going to be a great product. But I guess, you know, the challenge is how to differentiate yourself. So how do you, in what aspects do you think Papa John's is better in a branding perspective or in, you know, even a taste or presentation perspective compared to other companies doing the same thing?
I mean, listen, it's a great question. I think we have this was a brand built on the backs of like a great entrepreneurial spirit. And I think there's a lot of intentionality about the way, like the how story, right? The way in which we make and we craft our pizzas. It's not like it's sitting on a rack waiting for you to order it. Like, it is, each pizza that comes into our ordering system is handcrafted. And I think it's a testament to our people. It's a testament that goes into the intention of like, how are we going to make this pizza? What are the ingredients? How does it translate at the store level? How do our team members get trained to make sure that they're like hitting on that premium product delivery each and every time? And then, you know, a lot of what we've been trying to do is take that story and elevate it out in the world. So we have some brand work that's out in the world right now that we talk about. We landed in a platform called We Start With Better.
Okay.
And it heroes the making process of our pizza. So our pizza pros that we call, like our team leads at the stores and the restaurants that are making sure we are delivering that premium product, we're starting to feature some of what I call like hands on the product. So we're showing you like there is a human behind the art of making your pizza, you know, and we're bringing our sauce like straight from the vine. We're not watering it down in the back of house. Like we're being really specific about how your ingredients are laid out on your pizza. We're bringing new innovations, like putting new seasoning into the crust for all of our garlic lover fans. You know, we're taking the art of our dough and we're making these little side items called Papa Bites that, you know, we're stuffing with Oreo cookie bites to add a sweet treat dessert menu, or we're making a chicken parm bite that's like a great appetizer you can add to your ticket. And so we're taking a lot of our core staple ingredients and trying to find new and different ways that we make new products to bring in, you know, different taste and flavors and day part opportunities for our customers to just keep trying a little bit more from us. So I think it's, you know, it's a lot about the ingredients. It's about kind of the invention of how we're coming up with these new product innovations. And then, you know, I think there's a really nice human touch to pizza that we can start to celebrate more, not only with our own people behind the product, but like the homes that our pizzas are going into. Like what happens when that pizza gets delivered? Like what happens next? Like what's the excitement when you open the box of a piping hot pizza from Papa John's? And we talk, you know, like we want to be the best.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, pizza is it's communal at times. Like it brings people together. And so how do we start to better define what those pizza eating moments and occasions look like?
Yeah, I guess it's about how to humanize the entire process. Totally. And letting customers know, well, who's exactly behind the scenes. So, yeah, you know, in terms of working for Papa John's, you know, obviously everybody likes their pizza. That's something we just established, most people anyway. I guess a lot of people would be interested, you know, in learning about what it is like to work for Papa John's as well. So, you know, having been in your role for a year, you know, in marketing, how would you say, you know, it's like, you know, working for Papa John's and what's in it for people to join?
Yeah, this is a great question. And, you know, the impetus of your podcast, which makes sense for us to be able to talk about. I think I'm really happy to talk about the fact again that like we wake up every day and rally around pizza and delivering the best pizza or the, you know, a better pizza out in the marketplace. And I think we work on an inherently fun product. You know, I don't think like not everybody would probably be able to say that. And so we have a number of core values, but one of our number one core values is all about having fun and what we do every day. And, you know, you want to love, people want to love their jobs. And so I think first and foremost, like we sell a fun product and we have a lot of fun coming together to figure out how to do that. We also, our company, our brands, we put people first. We talk a lot about this idea that everyone belongs. So like creating that kind of harmonious workplace where people believe that they have a place and a space to thrive. They can bring their ideas to the table. They're heard around the office. We also like to celebrate doing the right thing. You know, we believe in what's doing best, especially like we are in a customer first, customer centric industry. Like we want to make sure we're doing the right thing by our customers. We're doing the right thing by our employees. We also talk about this idea about innovate to win. I mean, we want to constantly be on the cutting edge of how we treat our employees, how we go to market, how we bring product innovation to a new level. So we're delivering new and interesting things in the pizza category. So I think those are really important pillars of our core values. And then I think we talk a lot about like our overarching brand purpose is honestly, we have to all love pizza, you know, and we like to celebrate the fact that we know it brings people together. And so we are on this constant commitment to make and create and deliver the best pizza in the world. Mm. And so I think, you know, for a workplace to be behind that kind of exciting mentality that's like infused with fun by default of what we get to wake up and do every day, I think it's a really exciting place to be. I think it's an exciting time to be at Papa John's. You know, the brand has been on a transition since back in 2019 with the appointment of new leadership. And we've got a really young, hungry leadership team across the organization that wants to come in and evolve this brand. Mm. And so I think that hunger and kind of fire is burning bright in all of our bellies here alongside the pizza. And so I just think we're on a really incredible momentum and trajectory right now that makes it exciting to be like, we all have a hand in the future of this brand.
So I think for the younger generation nowadays, people are not just thinking about money anymore. They're thinking about what the purpose of the work is. So, you know, when I think about pizza, if I work in a pizza company, purpose in the work that I do that I immediately think about is that I can serve great pizza, great food to people.
Exactly. Yeah.
But would you say there are other more higher, higher level purpose for employees to join Papa John's? Like how can employees in Papa John's contribute to their community? Like what's the target audience?
Yeah. I'm glad that you asked that. We have an incredible foundation that is our own. So the Papa John's Foundation has been around for a while, but it kind of got a reinvigorated jolt, I'll say, about 4 years ago for us to rethink the way that our team members here at the corporate office, in the restaurants, our community at large, so our customers, how can we all better bond together to create impact? So like, yes, great, we'd like to sell more pizzas, but in working here and in reaching our customers, like what can we do at times to create a better overall impact on our community? So that comes to life in a couple of different ways. One is, and we will embark upon this, is like our next project coming, but we're bringing back again for the fourth year our Shaq-a-Roni pizza, which is in partnership with Shaquille O'Neal, who is not just a marketing endorsement partner to us. He's a board member. He owns some of his own franchisees. And so when we thought about creating this pizza with him, it needed to come with community impact. Like that was an imperative. And so as these pizzas get sold, a dollar from every one of those pizzas goes back into our Papa John's Foundation, which is dedicated to supporting communities all over the country. And this year, we're actually going to take it global, where we will be dedicating to the advancement of youth education, which is awesome and important and like going, you know, stretching down even like beyond the Gen Zers. How do we reach the next future generation of like potential corporate employees? Maybe they're going to be our pizza eaters. Maybe they're going to come in and be future franchisees and own some of our restaurants. And so that's really important for us that we're bringing that kind of community commitment full circle. We also have an amazing team here within our corporate communications division that works on even looking outside of community, but environment. You know, what is our commitment to reducing negative impact on the environment? Mm-hmm. So we are constantly looking at, you know, whether it's carbon offsets with our delivery vehicles or looking at packaging enhancements that make us more recyclable. For example, earlier this year, we launched a new package for our wings, our chicken wings and our boneless wings, that actually is a recycled container that a lot of families have been doubling as a lunchbox for kids' lunches. So like we talk about the opportunity to kind of even reduce our environmental impact. So like we're giving back on the ESG front as well. And so we're thinking about all of those things holistically. Yes, at the end of the day, you know, we want people to fall in love with us and sell more pizza, but there's a lot to be grateful for here as a Papa John's team member that allows us to think about that full circle community impact that we're making beyond just putting great pizza in the homes of our customers.
I think I was very intrigued when you talked about how the Papa John's Foundation contributes to youth education, because obviously it's a really big topic. Education is always in the forefront of a lot of people's mind. Do you know exactly like how, like what kind of education initiatives the foundation you know contributes to?
Yeah, I can talk. We have a really special relationship with the Boys and Girls Club. So a lot of the local kind of tendrils, I'll call them, that come out from that program are dedicated to in-market Boys and Girls Club activations, which then throughout the year will kind of lean into different programming that they're bringing along with their organization. Shaquille O'Neal is also very present with that organization. So it's nice that we can kind of pool all of those partnerships together. But here at our corporate hub in Atlanta, we work with the Boys and Girls Club on the regular. So it's not unheard of to have students coming into our building and bringing them through kind of a day in the life of different facets of our organization. So they might be in our test kitchen in the back with our culinary team, like seeing how does a pizza actually get made and like who are all the people that are part of that process and who comes up with the new ingredient ideas. And so a lot of it is working directly hand in hand with the Boys and Girls Club, specifically to tap into like how they're flexing their curriculum throughout the year. And then based on our franchise network, as you look further into the local markets, if they have particular local entities that they want to use the portion of the proceeds to support, a lot of them might lean into specific local school programs in and around their particular city or area where we can kind of lift up from the ground up and like truly touch the youth that are specific to that market that we're working in.
So in terms of the recruitment process, I'm not sure if you're directly involved in this, but how difficult would you say is it to get into Papa John's? Like, what's the recruitment process like? And what kind of candidates are you looking for aside from those who like pizza?
Yeah, I know. Pizza lovers is always a must.
Yeah.
I can speak to a little bit of the recruitment process. Obviously, we're always looking for great talent to come on board. Certainly, if you know someone here, a personal recommendation or referral always goes a long way just to kind of reach somebody inside of the building. We do have all of our current job openings on papajohns.com. If you scroll to the bottom, we have an entire careers page. And I wouldn't say, like, it's hard for me to be like, is it difficult? Is it not difficult? I think the important thing is we love to celebrate diverse and inclusive talents. We are always looking for people that bring a fresh new perspective to round out our team in different ways. And what I'd like to say is there are an incredible amount of opportunities where someone could grow and groom their career across many different facets of the organization. And interestingly enough, I was sitting with a gentleman earlier that worked here, you know, some people might start at a restaurant. You know, they grew up in high school and that was their high school job. And we have a number of folks now that work on our corporate training team whose careers started in a restaurant and they worked their way up to the general manager. And now, you know, our head of R&D on the culinary team, his whole career was in stores until he came over to corporate. And he brings all of that real-time knowledge into the fray. So what I would say is, beyond, you know, my world here, marketing and brand, there are opportunities to work across digital media. There are people that work with the third-party delivery services, whether it be like DoorDash and Uber Eats. There are social media managers. There are operational excellence team members that help to train and bring everything into the stores to make sure we're delivering on like best in class customer service. There's communications team members. I think what's nice here is there's a lot of opportunity to grow and groom and flex across different roles where you can kind of find your way and reinvent yourself sometimes within the organization. So there's a lot to learn also, I'd say, as we're, you know, we're 80% franchise owned. And so we have part corporate owned at 20%. And like our franchise teams are an extension of us. And we learn a lot from them as franchise owners about what's going on out in the field, what's happening on the front lines, what are they hearing from customers. And so there's ways that I think people can really learn a lot here and flex their overall business acumen.
Wow, I didn't know that 80% of your employees are, you know, basically franchisers. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, like that's great incentive to join Papa John's, I think. And I think that brings me neatly to my final topic, which is a bit about yourself. So, you know, obviously as VP head of marketing, one can assume that you must be really busy all the time. Can you tell us about your role? Like, what's your impact in the organization?
We're definitely busy all the time, but I like to stay busy, so it's a good thing. And, you know, we're in the QSR category, so the pace at which we work is quite a fast one, but it keeps it exciting, it keeps it inventive. So my day-to-day is all about looking at how the brand can show up in the world in the most creative ways possible. So on any given day, we are plotting and planning behind the scenes of the next great campaign. So what does that look like by way of TV commercial? Do we want to work with digital creators to bring it to life in social media? How are we going to use our own social channels? How are we going to speak to our Papa Rewards members through the loyalty channel? You know, how does this all kind of come together? I like to do a lot of convergence of 360 thinking inside the walls to make sure anytime we go to market, like, are we truly pulling on every lever possible to reach that consumer with the biggest, greatest impact? You know, it's hard to break through as any brand in today's world. And I think what's important to me is that we are coming up with the biggest and boldest creative ideas that will kind of shock the system, if you will, when it goes out in the world, and it allows people to take pause, get excited. Maybe we're educating them in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, they're starting to build a bit of a brand love with our fan following. And so I think that's really important things I think about every day. And, you know, I'm always trying to beat our last campaign. Like, can we make it more creative? Can we drive better engagements? And so really, I'm kind of the content queen in-house, thinking about all the ways that we can show up in the world. And then how does that manifest across all the different channels that our consumers are subscribing to?
So, you know, obviously you're really, you know, motivated every day to get better, like better campaigns, better performances. But, you know, obviously there could be challenging times as well, you know, in one's career. So for yourself, how do you find, I guess, meaning in work aside from monetary rewards? Like, what's the most, like, how do you find motivation every day to push yourself to become better?
It's a great question. I think if we don't feel challenged in our day-to-day work, I think it's hard to stay motivated. So I often look for areas of the business where I think I could, like, maybe sharpen a little bit of my knowledge, like push myself out of a day-to-day, week-to-week comfort zone to get smarter about all the different facets of the business. Cause I'm not there yet. You know, there are pieces of the puzzle that I think I could still be learning a lot more of. And then I think the other thing is just trying to stay creatively inspired is what I will say. So I look at a lot of brands outside of the pizza category. You know, I think everyone could not unsee everything Mattel did with the Barbie launch. you know, I take a lot of inspiration from the way that artists market their music. You know, if you think about a place in a space where like these rabid fandoms are born and built over time, it's like, well, how did they just launch their album? You know, is there something to learn from that? So I often try to step outside of our category and just look around at like what other people are doing to provoke that fandom and brand love, because I think work gets extra meaningful with me when I can truly see that we've made an impact on our customer. You know, they're not just coming to order our pizza because they're hungry for pizza. It's like, we mean something to them. We stand for something in their life. And so I like to look a lot about, you know, the future thought of how do we increase brand health scores? You know, how do we become the pizza of choice for the customers we're trying to reach? How do we create engaging conversations with them in social media where they're coming to us with ideas or having fun with us, you know? And it's really, you said it, it goes beyond the transactional relationship. It's like actually forming a bond with our customers and truly understanding them. So when we deliver and we knock it out of the park, as they would say, they're truly grateful for it. I think that's, you know, as a marketer, I think everybody probably wants that, like, you know, feeling of like what I did actually made an impact.
So just lastly, you know, do you have any career advice for people who might be struggling in their career roles or people who might not know which industry they should get into? Like, how would you like what your consideration factors would be, I guess?
I would say two things. The first would be encourage yourself to try something new. Like, I had worked in a creative agency my entire career up until 11 months ago. Like, I took a leap over to the other side. I think, you know, push yourself into that leap and go try something new. And if you don't like it, it's okay. I think it's just the fact that, like, take a risk, take a leap, I think is important. And then, you know, some people might feel stuck on like, well, what is that leap? So this comes to my second point. I would network like a champion. I am constantly on LinkedIn. I am constantly behind on my messages in LinkedIn for anyone that's listening that's waiting for me to write them back. But I'm constantly trying to meet new people in other industries and just learn about what they're doing. And I think the power of networking and just finding those people that even might be existing in a world that you're curious about, I have found over the span of my career, people will find time to tell you about what they're doing. Like, it might take a few rounds to get to them, but I think there are also some incredible, powerful networkers out there. LinkedIn is my networking platform of choice, of course, but I think there's a lot of power in just like trying to meet as many people to just get influence about what else might be out there one day and really like stretch out and reach out to these people, get them to take some time for you to understand, like, if you can kind of scratch that curiosity a little bit.
How about for people who might not be extroverts? Because, you know, networking can be quite, you know, difficult for introverts. Any advice for them?
Yeah, I mean, I know. From the extrovert speaking.
I can tell you're an extrovert, by the way, I think.
No surprise here. I mean, here's what I would say. Listen, shout out to you because you've propped up this podcast. So I think finding resources, like listening to this podcast, I'm sure there are many others that we could recommend. Reading. I mean, I'm currently reading For the Culture, a book by Marcus Collins, who's very well respected in our industry. You know, from he's been behind the scenes at universities teaching classes to working at great creative agencies and inside brands. He's an incredible marketer. I think just reading on the topic, like immersing yourself. I love Masterclass. I love the Masterclass app where you're getting all these infusions from different creators and entrepreneurs and just professional career people who have done different things and they're on there talking about it. So I think I would say there's a lot of resources out there whether it's, you know, TV documentaries, podcasts, things like online learning courses. I know LinkedIn Learning is another phenomenal place where I think people could maybe immerse a little bit more to understand, you know, if something kind of piques their curiosity, where they don't have to be like knocking on everybody's door themselves, indulging the material.
Yeah, well, listen, I think it's, you know, been great talking to you. You really made some very interesting points about your career, your brand, and, you know, hopefully people listening to our podcast would not just think about Papa John's as selling pizza, but maybe it stands, you know, far more than just selling pizza, like the community work it does.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's been great talking to you, Jacqueline, and, you know, wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it.